Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode. Okay, let's talk about something that's often talked about, but rarely done right. Sales and marketing alignment.
Exactly. On paper, sales and marketing are supposed to be two sides of the same coin. But in reality, they're often operating on two completely different tracks.
And that disconnect can quietly erode performance. Whether it's wasted leads, misaligned messaging, or finger-pointing when revenue targets get missed.
Which is wild when you consider how much stronger both teams are when they're rowing in the same direction.
Right. Let's unpack this. In the white paper, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, it talks about how integration with sales is a critical part of any lead generation strategy. And that means planning out exactly how leads are going to be qualified, nurtured, and handed off to sales.
And I love that word planning. It's not hope it works. It's creating structure. So many teams just launch campaigns and toss the results over the fence, hoping sales will follow up.
Which they won't, unless those leads actually meet the right criteria. That's where alignment really starts, agreeing on what a qualified lead even looks like.
Right. One of the things that comes up again and again across our documents is the distinction between MQLs and SQLs. In the white paper Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, it breaks this down as absolutely foundational. Marketing's job is to deliver marketing qualified leads, people who've shown interest, engaged with content, maybe downloaded a white paper.
And then sales takes it from there. But only if those MQLs meet the standards of an SQL, a sales qualified lead. That might mean they've got the right job title, they're part of the right type of organization, or they've taken actions that show true buying intent.
But here's where things break down if marketing and sales haven't aligned on those definitions. The whole funnel gets muddy.
Yep. Leads fall through the cracks. Marketing feels like sales is dropping the ball. Sales feels like marketing is sending over junk.
Which is why the idea of alignment has to start at the strategic level. Like, what are we both actually trying to achieve? What does success look like?
There's this great point made in the Article 7 B2B Lead Generation Solutions that Drive Results. It talks about leveraging account-based marketing, ABM, to unify the approach across teams. ABM forces marketing and sales to focus on the same set of high-value accounts.
That's the thing. ABM doesn't work unless both teams are completely dialed in. Marketing might be creating the personalized content, but it's sales that's nurturing those relationships.
And what that does is create this beautiful feedback loop. Marketing can actually learn from sales what messaging resonates, what pain points are real, and sales benefits from content that's tailored to the exact conversations they're having.
Speaking of messaging, another gem from the same article is how you have to go beyond basic demographic info. You need psychographics, pain points, buying processes.
That's buyer persona gold. And again, if marketing's crafting those personas in a vacuum without sales insights, totally misses the mark.
We've seen that. Sales knows what objections they get hit with every day. That stuff should shape marketing's entire content calendar.
Exactly. And when it does, you start to see results. In the document, What You Can Expect from Our Lead Generation Services, it outlines how our SDR and BDM teams are looped in from the beginning. They're not waiting for marketing to just do its thing. They're part of the planning, the targeting, the messaging.
And that structure matters. Like in the same doc, there's this concept of a 9-step qualified lead handoff. That's the kind of rigor you need so that when a lead gets passed to sales, it's warm, it's ready, it's familiar with our value prop.
I also want to talk tools, because collaboration isn't just a mindset. It needs infrastructure.
Totally. In Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, they mention the role of CRM systems and sales automation tools. CRMs like HubSpot and Salesforce don't just house contact info, they integrate campaigns, track interactions, and allow both teams to see the full lead journey.
And not just see it, optimize it. With analytics and reporting tools, marketing can see which channels are bringing in the right leads, and sales can flag which ones are actually converting.
Let's be real. One of the biggest perks of alignment is data clarity. Instead of, I think this is working, you get, here's what's working and here's why.
That clarity helps with resource allocation too. If LinkedIn is pulling in the highest converting leads, both teams can double down. If webinars aren't producing pipeline, maybe that budget gets reallocated.
And those decisions aren't top down. They're co-owned. That's the future of sales and marketing alignment, shared ownership over pipeline, performance, and process.
There's another really important piece here that sometimes gets overlooked: mid-funnel engagement. That handoff between marketing and sales isn't a hard stop. It's more like a relay race.
Right. In the document, What You Can Expect from Our Lead Generation Services, it talks about how our team uses personalized email and LinkedIn outreach to engage mid-funnel leads before they're passed off to sales.
That's a big deal, because by the time sales gets them, the lead already knows the company, they've been warmed up, and they're open to a deeper conversation.
Which just makes closing so much smoother. The trust is already starting to build.
And none of this happens if marketing and sales are siloed. Collaboration doesn't mean a monthly meeting. It means joint KPIs, real-time feedback loops, shared dashboards.
That's why I love the PRIMP system outlined in the same document. One of its pillars is insight, knowing the lead, the pain points, the triggers. And that insight only happens when both teams are contributing to the picture.
Let's not forget multi-channel is part of the mix too. The document 4 Great Methods for B2B Lead Generation emphasizes that social, SEO, email, each channel has a role. Marketing might generate the traffic, but sales needs to be aware of what's been said, what content the lead has seen, what questions they're asking.
Exactly. If a prospect comes in through a LinkedIn ad and lands on a blog post about revenue acceleration, that info should be in the CRM so sales can open with. I saw you read our post on removing revenue roadblocks. Curious what caught your eye?
That's personalization, and it works. But again, it only works if systems are synced and teams are aligned.
Let's zoom out. Why does this matter so much?
Well, from a pure revenue standpoint, misalignment is expensive. Leads get wasted, sales cycles drag, close rates suffer.
And from a brand perspective, disjointed messaging makes your company look uncoordinated. That's not the image you want when you're trying to win over enterprise buyers.
So what's the takeaway here?
Collaboration isn't just nice to have. It's the engine that drives effective lead generation, smoother sales cycles, and ultimately, revenue growth.
And it starts with shared goals, clear definitions, structured handoffs, and the right tools to keep everything connected.
It takes discipline. It takes communication. And it takes teams who are willing to listen to each other, like actually listen.
When they do, magic happens.
And if you're trying to get your sales and marketing teams working in sync, don't underestimate the power of process. We've seen it work, and we've seen what happens when it doesn't.
Exactly. Build that alignment, invest in the right systems, and watch what happens to your pipeline.
That's it for this episode on aligning sales and marketing. It's a big topic, and it's foundational for anyone serious about lead generation that drives real results.
See you next time. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.